Hey everybody, welcome in. We're about to take a deep dive today into the awesome world of dinosaurs.
And not just dinosaurs as we see them in museums, right? We're looking at how we learn about them in all kinds of ways.
Absolutely. So we've got graphic novels, cutting-edge 3D tech, even some info on museum exhibits. Should be fun.
All right.
Okay, let's kick things off with this graphic novel. Dinosaur Detectives, Solving Prehistoric Mysteries.
Just the title alone, right?
It definitely grabs your attention.
I love how it makes paleontology an adventure.
Totally. It reminds me, art and storytelling have always been a part of science. Like, think about cave paintings. People have always tried to make sense of the world, you know, visually.
It's like being a detective yourself, right? Trying to piece together clues from millions of years ago. And this book looks at all kinds of mysteries, like how dinosaurs moved, or even dinosaur classification, which I gotta say can be confusing.
Yeah, and you know, it's a great example of that. That study from Cambridge, you know, the one that really shook up how we classified dinosaurs.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The whole dinosaur family tree totally rearranged. What was it about that study that turned everything upside down?
Well, for a long time, we were classifying dinosaurs by their hip structure. But this study used this massive data set and analyzed like hundreds of skeletal features. And it suggested totally different relationships between these dinosaur groups.
Wow. So like what changed?
Well, they proposed moving theropods like the T-Rex to a whole other branch of the family tree.
Whoa. Talk about a plot twist for the dinosaur kingdom, huh?
Definitely. And it just goes to show that our understanding of these creatures is always evolving, you know, just as we uncover new evidence.
That makes me wonder what other mysteries are out there just waiting to be solved. And speaking of bringing the past to life, our next source dives into the world of 3D technology and paleontology. We were just talking about that graphic novel using awesome visuals, but get this, paleontologists are taking things up a notch with 3D tech.
Oh yeah, and not just in labs or anything, but classrooms too.
Right. Can you imagine kids learning about dinosaur footprints with 3D models? That just blows my mind.
What's really cool is it's not just about making things look cool, though, I mean, that's a bonus. But those 3D models, they let us analyze, say, trackways with this whole other level of detail.
Okay, you're gonna have to back up for a sec. Trackways, what are those?
Oh, sure. Trackways, they're basically fossilized paths of footprints. They're all over the world.
Footprints, huh? So, like, what kind of stuff can we actually learn from fossilized footsteps?
Tons. Like, we could figure out how fast or heavy a dinosaur was just by looking at the spacing and depth of their steps.
Wow, no way.
Yeah. It helps us get a sense of their behavior, their social dynamics even. We can even tell if they were walking upright or on all fours.
It's like being a detective, but instead of a magnifying glass, you've got 3D scanners and footprints. That's so cool.
It really is. And there's this one place, Luckstone Quarry, it's in Virginia, and it's like this gold mine of trackways. Hundreds of them, all from the late Triassic period.
Wow. So we're talking about a time when dinosaurs were just starting to rule the planet.
Exactly. It's like getting a glimpse right into their world.
That's incredible. Okay, so we've got classrooms using 3D models, quarries packed with footprints.
Mm.
What about museums? They have to be getting in on this 3D action, right?
Oh, absolutely. Museums are using all the latest tech to create these really immersive exhibits. It's amazing.
Yeah, I was reading about the Florida Museum of Natural History. They're doing some incredible stuff. You know, you've always been so into that connection between art and science, so I bet this is right up your alley.
It really is. It's amazing to see how far we've come. But, yeah. You know, it's also important to remember that even with all this tech, those traditional skills, they're still so important.
Right. Like what? Give me an example.
Well, take fossil preparation, right?
Mm-hmm.
That meticulous, careful work. It's still the foundation of paleontology. It's this blend of the old and the new that makes the field so exciting now.
I like that. It's like having a full toolkit. You've got your chisel and your hammer, but then, bam, you can 3D scan a fossil and study it from every angle.
Exactly. It's about using every tool we have to uncover those secrets of the past. And speaking of uncovering secrets, something that's always fascinated me is how we share those discoveries.
Right. And they're doing such a great job with it, too. I mean, we were just talking about documentaries, graphic novels. It's so cool to see paleontology come alive in all these different ways.
I know, right? And it's important, too, right? Science shouldn't be this exclusive thing just for academics. Everyone should be able to share in these discoveries.
100%. I mean, think about documentaries like Nova, Day the Dinosaurs Died. Changed everything.
Totally. It made that whole event, you know, the asteroid, the extinction, something you could really connect with. You can't get that from a textbook.
No way. And it's not even just about sharing facts, right? It's about inspiring people, making them curious.
Exactly. You get kids hooked on dinosaurs, and Who knows? Maybe they'll end up being the paleontologists of the future.
I love that. Speaking of sparking curiosity, I read that Dinosaur Detectives, that graphic novel we were talking about, it's been a huge hit. People love how it makes those complex ideas so easy to grasp.
It's true. And it's not even about dumbing things down. It's about presenting it in a way that just clicks. And that's so key, especially when you're talking about getting more diversity in STEM. You know, making science exciting and accessible opens up so many doors for people who might never have considered it.
It's like we were saying at the beginning of this whole thing, paleontology, it's about way more than just digging up bones. We're talking about using technology, telling stories, and educating people in new and exciting ways to bring that past to life,
Yeah.
and hopefully inspiring a whole new generation of paleontologists.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Making those connections, showing how what we learn about the past can teach us about the present. That's what it's all about. And sparking that curiosity about the natural world.
It's been so awesome exploring these ideas with you today. Thanks for joining me.
Anytime.
And for everyone listening, we hope this deep dive has sparked your own curiosity about the incredible world of paleontology. Remember, discovery never ends.